Welcome to Back to the Brickyard, your spot for Indianapolis 500 history here at Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm Christian Papillon. One of the most dominant forces at the Speedway in the 1950s and 60s was the Offenhauser or Offie engine. Founded in 1933 by Fred Offenhauser, the secret to the engine's success was in its power density. The original engine provided 420 horsepower and a 251 cubic inch frame. The engine would win its first Indy 500 in 1935. The Offie would become a true powerhouse in 1946 when it was acquired by Louis Meyer and Dale Drake. It would power every winner from 1947 to 1964. In 1964, with rear-engine cars gaining a foothold, Offenhauser also began manufacturing rear-mounted engines. Even though the advent of turbocharging increased the available horsepower to over 700, the Offie was beginning to lose its dominance. Turbocharged Offenhausers had one last run of success in the early to mid-1970s until other manufacturers such as Cosworth edged them out. Cosworth would, in fact, become the next dominant force at Indy, winning every race from 1978 to 1987. Johnny Rutherford gave the Offie its last Indy 500 win in 1976, and the engine would qualify for its last 500 in 1980. Even though the Offie has not been at the Speedway in nearly 45 years, its 27 Indianapolis 500 wins still place it well ahead of second-place Honda with 15. You have been listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm Christian Papillon, and I'll catch you the next time we go back to the Brickyard.